On this show, we meet people who have carved out success by their own definition. I'm David Cadavy, best-selling author and entrepreneur. This is a mini episode in which I share some writing that I've done elsewhere on the web. This is from Cadavy.net, and admittedly, this is a sort of old post. It is dated December 12th, 2005. I didn't misspeak, 2005. If you do the math, that is more than 10 years ago. And I don't necessarily just subscribe to all of this right now, but I think a lot of this stuff has stood the test of time. And this was kind of my first breakout blog post that I ended up emailing to Lifehacker, and then they covered it, and that was a thrilling feeling. And I remember this post coming to me, or at least gelling in my mind, at least in the shower, and then rushing to my keyboard to type it all out frantically. This is called 8 Life Hacks for Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Before I get into this, I want to acknowledge, first of all, the sound quality of this little passage may not be what the rest of the episode is. I'm up in a cabin in some mountains, and I'm relegated to my white iPhone headphones, which I actually think are pretty good considering I've listened to a lot of different microphones, and they're not so bad. Also, yes, I'm aware that this is 2 weeks in a row with mini episodes, and probably next week will be a mini episode. I should probably stop calling them mini episodes and start calling them episodes. You guys seem to like them in that I get plenty of listens and personal messages about them, but they are quite short, and I sometimes wish they were longer. I don't have any interviews in my backlog at the moment. Now, one reason is that I'm very busy trying to bring you a new big thing. I'm not telling too many people, just the thousands of people listening to this, but I'm trying to make another book happen. Last time I got pretty lucky with my book deal, and this time still trying to go the traditional route, and I'll tell you, it's a lot of work, especially if someone doesn't just email you and offer you a book deal. So don't get too excited. It may be a couple of years before this book is in your hands, but that's kind of what's going on right now. The other reason is that I'm starting to run out of people whom I really want to interview, and there are still plenty of people, but scheduling has to work out for that to happen. I certainly get a lot of pitches from people who want to be on the show, but I specifically don't want to become a podcast factory wherein I interview any entrepreneur who's willing. For me to want to interview someone, I have to be genuinely interested in their story and familiar with their story. A ton of research goes into every interview, and I have to be interested in what others can learn from their story. So that kind of limits my guest options in a way. And the way podcasting is incentivized, that is definitely the wrong way to podcast. To have good iTunes store rankings, you should release lots of episodes, and you can supposedly get more listeners if you do things like interview swaps, wherein you interview a podcast host and they interview you, and then of course when they interview you, the people who are listening to the interview listen to podcasts and are maybe looking for other podcasts to listen to, and then listen to your podcast. It sounds boring, and I'm not interested in that. So as you can see, I'm not here to try to compromise quality for the sake of growing my podcast. That said, I do want more listeners, and you can help with that. We racked up some great reviews in the iTunes store back in the early days, but as of right now, the last review we had was way back on February 12th, and that was 6 weeks ago, pretty much. We currently have 53 ratings on the iTunes store, which is great. We got over that threshold of 50, but we have thousands of listeners, so I think we could get more ratings. There's probably some of you who are listening to this who haven't rated yet. So let's see if after this episode we can get to 75 ratings. That should be pretty easy. We just need 22 more. And you know, maybe we can get to 100 ratings. So in terms of goals, what this will help us do, in the What's Hot, in the careers category on iTunes, we are currently ranked 70th. And that probably sounds pretty low, considering some of you might remember that we hit as high as number one in the business category, the entire business category, when we were in the new and noteworthy. But this is how things worked. There's way more competition after you stop being new and noteworthy. However, we are ahead of some really great podcasts. We're ahead of Lewis Howes' School of Greatness, which is a very popular show. Lewis is a New York Times bestselling author, and somehow he's at about 130 or so. I don't know how that's possible, but we also aren't too far behind Pat Flynn's Smart Passive Income, which is another really popular podcast, if you aren't really familiar. He's at 48. So let's see if we can break into that top 50 in the careers category. That seems like a good goal. And so look up Love Your Work on iTunes, rate it with just one click, write a review if you have 30 seconds, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. I've noticed in my short existence that I tend to do many things differently from most people. Some of those things probably work just as well, whereas others make me wonder, why doesn't everyone do this? Here are eight things that may make you feel like you're cheating the system too, in no particular order. Walk. No, I'm not saying go for a walk. I'm saying design your life so that you will walk more. Live close enough that you can walk, bike, razor, scooter to something that you frequent, whether it's that's work, a grocery store, a friend's house, a bar, or preferably all of them. Why spend 15 minutes driving to a gym to spend half an hour on a treadmill? If you're fortunate enough to have legs that work, use them. Smile all the time, even when the cashier gives you the wrong change. People's intentions are usually good, especially when they're dealing with someone who isn't being a dick. Drink water. Or I could say, don't drink soda or coffee. It's a waste of money, health, and teeth. Save your caffeine tolerance for when you really need it. I still don't drink coffee, by the way. I don't mean to sound like I'm bragging. I just am a little sensitive to caffeine. Sometimes I wish that I liked coffee. Buy used. I've already told you about my philosophy as this applies to music. Buying my clothes at a thrift store yields items that are not so watered down versions of what I would get at my other favorite clothing store, and that are a fraction of the price. This strategy transfers well to books and furniture. When you buy used, you get the adventure of discovery and avoid the flat artistic experience that comes with only consuming the contemporary. I have to admit, I don't buy used clothes that much anymore, but I definitely do that with books. That's a good hack for getting cheap books is buying them on Amazon. Some of them are as little as a cent. It literally costs more money to go to the library to check out a book than it does to get some of these books. Underorganize. There are a number of things you can apply to this, but I can't give a better example than my inbox-outbox method of doing laundry. Should you keep all of your financial documents, etc., in a filing cabinet? Probably, but recognize when your organizing reaches the point of diminishing returns. After I do, I'm a little more organized with my clothing these days, especially after reading Marie Kondo's The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up, I think is what it, Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. I tend to fold things now. Not always. I mean, there's a whole bunch of clothes that are just hanging up in my laundry room right now, and that is pretty much where they're stored. So I subscribe to this a little bit still. Live small. What's that? You can't afford a three-bedroom, three-bath house with a huge yard and a garage in a neighborhood where number one is possible? Number one being walk? Good. Then you won't buy so much crap. You'll save money in the long run, and you'll be happier, too. Remember how adaptable you are. How long could you live if you were transported to the middle of a forest? You would probably surprise yourself, so don't be afraid of perceived big changes in life. It's a part of human nature to do what is necessary to reach at least previous levels of happiness, but risks succeeded will get you there and then some. Don't make lists of rules or follow them. They all end this way, by the way. Such things are only made by bloggers hoping to get lots of delicious bookmarks, which shows you how old this post is. By the way, I'm so old that I still use delicious, and I wonder if some of you don't even know what that is. The world is too complex to be condensed into a list of rules. How do you cheat the system? What are your eight life hacks? Anyway, I hope that you enjoyed that. Some of it, I think, still stands true, and some of it is at least true for somebody who's 25 years old, like I was. And anyway, I hope that you enjoyed 8 Life Hacks for Health, Wealth, and Happiness. So, there we have it. Before I go, I gotta ask, do you like books? If you do, I'd love to send you my book recommendations. About 90% of them will be nonfiction on subjects spanning from biographies to neuroscience. Just go to cadavy.net/reading, sign up, and you'll get my first set of recommendations right away. You'll be supporting the show if you buy any of those books through the links in the email. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Cadavy. The theme music for this show is CNU, performed by The Album Leaf, courtesy of Sub Pop Records. Love Your Work is a production of Cadavy Inc.